Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
46 years ago, what was then called the City of Saigon fell at the very end of the Vietnam War, as the last of the U.S. diplomats, troops, and Vietnamese people supporting the U.S. were airlifted out. It was a chaotic and dangerous operation, much like the scenes we've witnessed in Afghanistan over the last few weeks ahead of the end of the war there. Former U.S. Marine Sergeant Bill Newell of Hopkinton was among the last U.S. military to leave Vietnam 46 years ago. WBUR's Bob Oakes spoke with Newell to get his reaction to what's going on in Afghanistan now.
Bill, when we spoke about your experience in Saigon years ago, when we were both in Vietnam for the 40th anniversary of the fall of Saigon, you told me then it went from high anxiety to pandemonium inside just a few days. I imagine the situation in Kabul seems eerily or frighteningly familiar to you.
Yes, very much so. I had been there for nearly a year, and what took place at the very end happened very quickly. And what we had was essentially, you know, a loss of control on the ground by the local governing authorities. And what I would consider, looking back on it, as a sort of somewhat, you know, it went from high anxiety to a level of somewhat controlled pandemonium.
Tell me about the stresses on the Marines and on the soldiers. You're trying to help people get out. You need to watch your own back. In Vietnam, at least one Marine who you were very familiar with died. We've now had the casualties among U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Tell us about the stresses that soldiers feel.
Of course, there's a stress in any combat zone. You're concerned about your own survival, but you're so focused on others and trying to get the job done. And there's so much training around the unit, the team, taking care of one another and fulfilling the mission, that you're not really focused on that. My experience was that we absolutely fulfilled our mission, and that was because of the cohesion. Now, having said that, there's a fair amount of stress because you're not really sure what's going to happen next, but you've been trained for it, so there's a feeling of competency and the ability to handle what comes along. The stress will more than likely come later. When they leave and they look back on what they've went through, they'll feel probably the effects of what they've been through, kind of most certainly a post-delayed stress.
There were civilians friendly to the U.S. left behind in Saigon. There will certainly be civilians friendly to the U.S. left behind in Afghanistan. What do you make of that?
It's the feeling that you let them down. It's a feeling that you weren't able to do enough. It leaves a big question mark as to how it could have been done differently. There will be people left behind, and it's unavoidable. There's only so much time to do this.
You once said to me that back at the end of the war in Vietnam, the U.S. didn't want to be viewed then as just giving up, so we hung on until it was too late for an orderly evacuation from Vietnam. In your opinion, do you think the same sort of thought process is to blame for the chaos we've seen in Afghanistan so many decades later?
Absolutely. It seems to me to be the very same thing. I mean, it appears that our leaders have learned nothing.
That was former Marine Sergeant Bill Newell speaking with WBUR's Bob Oakes.